Hashem is called Shomer Yisrael, the guardian of Israel. Hashem is forever watching over us, day and night, guarding and protecting us from all harm. As David HaMelech, King David, writes in the Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Hine lo yanum velo yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Behold, he does not slumber nor sleep, but guards Israel. And as we read in the Haggadah, Shebchol dor vodor, in every generation, Omdim olenu, they stand up against us, Lachalosenu, to destroy us, V'hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the Holy One, blessed be He, Matzilenu miyodam, saves us from their hands. Here is an interesting story about a very fine and pious Jew called Reb Arela, and how Hashem, the Shomer Yisrael, guarded and protected him and all the people of his community from being harmed. And the story goes like this. Reb Arela was a shamus in a very large shul. He was so devoted and dedicated to his work. He was so careful to make sure that the shul would be spotlessly clean at all times. He would so often say, "Why, this house is the house of Hashem, the King of all kings, and he surely deserves the best." Whenever Reb Arela would have any spare time, he would sit down right near the Aron HaKodesh, the Holy Ark, and learn Torah. He would continue learning way into the late hours of the night. Now Reb Arela had a room of his own in the attic where he would sleep during the night. Whenever anyone would ask him, "Aren't you afraid to remain alone?" he would smile and say, "Why, of course not. Don't you remember what the great rabbi, Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, said? Ayid is kein molnit alein. A Jew is never alone. Hashem is mit him ständig. Hashem is always with him." It was right before Pesach, and something very strange happened to Reb Arela. He had a dream that he was in the shul, sitting right next to the Aron HaKodesh, learning Torah, when all of a sudden, he heard a voice calling to him.
"Reb Arela, where is the wine for Pesach?"
Reb Arela woke up and wondered, "Oh my, what a strange and unusual dream." After a few moments, he went right back to sleep, but not for long. For again, he had the very same dream, and the strange voice calling,
"Reb Arela, where is the wine for Pesach?"
"Oh my," he called out, "how strange. Why, it was the very same dream. I just don't understand it. What is the meaning of this?" And again, he went back to sleep. Well, dear children, you can guess what happened next. That's right. Reb Arela had the same dream for the third time. And he just couldn't fall asleep again. "I must find out what this is all about," he said. He washed Negelwasser, got dressed as quickly as possible, and went downstairs to the shul. He wanted to make sure that everything was all right. Slowly, he opened the door and entered. In his hand was a lantern that he used for light. Besides the tall dancing shadows that were cast on the walls, everything seemed still and quiet. His first thought was to go over to the Aron HaKodesh to see if anything was disturbed. As he came close and took a look at the Poroches, that is, the velvet curtain that covers the Ark, he called out, "Oh my! Who moved the Poroches? Someone surely must have been here after I had left for the night." Yes, dear children, Reb Arvilla was so sure that someone had entered the shul after he had left. For each night before he would leave the shul, he would go over to the Aron HaKodesh and make sure that the Poroches would be hanging so straight and neat. And now, it was not straight at all. As he opened the ark, he called out, "Baruch Hashem, the Torahs are all here, safe and sound." Now Reb Arvilla kept a bottle of wine in the Aron HaKodesh, which he used for Kiddush and Havdalah. And just as he set his eyes on the bottle of wine, he reminded himself about the strange dream and the voice calling, "Reb Arvilla, where is the wine for Pesach?" Curiously, he held up the bottle of wine right next to the lantern and began to examine it very carefully. "Why, there is something strange about this bottle," he said. "Why, that's not the color of wine." Quickly, he opened the bottle, and to his surprise, it was filled with blood instead of wine. "Surely, this must be the work of the cruel and wicked Stepan," he said. "He is always making trouble for the Jews in one way or another." Yes, dear children, in the town where Reb Arvilla lived, there was a very mean and dishonest person called Stepan. Every now and then, he would come before the king and tell false stories and lies about the Jewish people. And this time, he came up with a plan to prove to the king that the Jewish people drink blood for Pesach. So one night, while the shul was empty, Stepan managed to get inside without being noticed and placed a bottle of blood in the Aron HaKodesh and took away the bottle of wine that was there. "Oh, now I know what the dreams were all about," Reb Arvilla said, as he threw away the bottle of blood and in its place put back a new bottle of delicious wine. "Baruch Hashem," he called out in excitement. "Hashem saved us again from the cruel and wicked Stepan." Now Stepan was in for a real big surprise. For when Pesach came and all the Jews were in shul praying to Hashem, the doors suddenly opened, and in came His Majesty the King, together with the cruel and wicked Stepan. Pointing towards the Aron HaKodesh, Stepan said to the king, "Your Majesty, I will show you where the Jews hide the bottle of blood, the blood that they drink for Pesach." Now this was some frightening experience for everyone in shul. That is, everyone except Reb Arvilla. He wasn't frightened at all, for he was the only one who knew that a miracle was actually taking place right before their eyes. For as the king opened the bottle to examine it, he called out angrily, "Stepan, you have fooled me. Why, this is not blood at all. It smells like a very delicious wine. You are going to be punished for this." As the king ordered the guards to arrest Stepan, he called out, "But your majesty, why, that's impossible. It has to be blood. It has to be blood. When I put it there, it was blood. What did I say?" "Aha," said the king angrily. So you are the one who put it there. Take him away, he called to the guards. Take him away. The king apologized as he left the shul and assured them that such a thing will never happen again. As soon as the king left, Reb Arla stood up in front of the Aron HaKodesh and told all the people about the strange dream he had and how Hashem saved them through a miracle. Yes, it is so true, he said to them. It is so true what David HaMelech writes in the Tehillim. Hinei lo yonum velo yishan. Hashem does not slumber nor sleep. Shomer Yisrael. He is forever guarding all of Israel at all places and at all times.